Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Moed Katan Daf Tesvov in the Oiz V'Hodor edition. Perek Shlishi is starting Aloha Hey and Daf Yudal Amud Beis in the bottom. So the Mishnah, Koyver is Meisoy Shloisha Yomim Koydim L'Regel. Someone who bears his mace, meaning a relative, 3 days before the regel, Batlu Mimenu Gzeres Shiva. So he doesn't have any more the idea of Shiva. Meaning once he was Noig as Avelus for 3 days, so he doesn't have to continue the Shiva after. But if he has 8 days before the regal, so the 7 days of Shiva, and now the 8th day is the first day of Shloshim, so then Gzeir Shloshim ends, he doesn't have to continue the Minhogim of Shloshim after the regal. But in Shomru, they said, Shabbos Oilo Ve'enum of Sekis. Shabbos does count as one of the days of Shiva, and it doesn't stop the Shiva. So if you have the 7 days of Shiva, every time there will be a Shabbos there. The Shabbos will be part of the days and it won't stop the Shiva. Continues the Mishnah of Tezvah and Aleph. Regolim of Sikim ve'ein oilim. Regal stops the Shiva, but it doesn't also count as part of the Shiva. So if someone had a mace that died during the regal, he has to start doing Shiva only after the regal. And the days of the regal will not count as part of his Shiva. Zok the Gemara, Gzeiris Shiva, you know what are the halachas, the Sivka halachas, that relate to Shiva only. So we can use the Girsa of Reb Chaim, who's quoting the Korban Eido. The Gzeir is Saneris Visokas. This is Rosh Tevis of all the Minogim of Shiva. Saneris is Rosh Tevis, Sicho, anointing. N'ilas, a sandal, putting on shoes. Rechitzo, bathing. And Tashi Shemito, that's the first four. And Visokas is, one is Tispoiris, shaving, kibus, laundry, and Talmud Torah, learning Torah. So these are the 7 things that you get to the days of Shiva. Kizer Shloshim, what is the minhagim of the 30 days of Avelus? Ichui v'giutz v'tiglachas. Ichui means to sew back a tear in the clothing. Giutz, loose translation, means to iron. V'tiglachas means to shave. Continues the Gemara, Ezuhu Giutz. What is considered to be ironing? Kleit Samer Meguotzim Chadoshim, Vekleit Pishton Meguotzim Levonim. So wool clothing has to be new, and then you have a problem of Giutz, of ironing. Kleit Pishton, linen, has to be white. If it's colored, it won't be a problem. Abchalbor of Chunib Shemrav, Chalyum Shmini Shiloi Liyois Beshabbos, Megaleach Erev Shabbos. So we learned in the Mishnah that if you have 8 days before the regal, so then, the last day, which means the 8th day, that's his shloishim. And Mimele, he doesn't have shloishim going forward. Now, not only do you have Guzir shloishim going forward, he's allowed to shave that day on Erev HaRegel, because the shloishim is over once he started the shloishim on the 8th day. Here, the 8th day is Shabbos. So when he comes to the 8th day, he can't shave. He can't take a haircut, because it's Shabbos. So he's going to be allowed to do the haircut on Friday, which is the 7th day of Shiva. And the Gemara is explaining that in a moment. But first the Gemara is asking, Heach Efshar, how is it possible that Yom HaShmini will be Shabbos? Because we know Shiva starts once you bury the mace. So in order for the Yom HaShmini to be on Shabbos, you have to bury on Shabbos. You're not allowed to bury on Shabbos. So how is it that Yom HaShmini will be on Shabbos? Answers the Gemara, Tipata Shigarotoy Chayo, there's an animal who pulled him on Shabbos, and they're misyash to come and find him. So that's why that's considered to be the time of barrier, and that's when the Shiva starts. V'taniken, we have a brisa this way, if you have an animal that pulled him, when do you start counting Shiva? Once they gave up hope to find the body. But if they do find parts of his body, so once you find the head and most of his body, that's when the Shiva starts. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Hashezro, which means the spine, Fagulgoz, which is the skull, which together it's Ruboy, that's the Roy of Hamas. So that was answer number one. An animal took him and with a misyash to find him. Omar of Elvoy and Tipoter, another answer, Shenistam HaGoyil Erev Shabbos Im Chasheicho. The Goyil, which means the covering of the kever, of the barrier place, happened mamish as Shabbos came in. Hey, how's that possible that they buried so close to Shabbos as Shabbos came in? They started the burial process before Shabbos came, and the ending was done by a Goy. Is the Bayim Hemer Shabbos Lo Shmuel Krova B'Shabbos? The third answer of the Gemara is it was a Shmuel. He heard a rumor. I mean, he heard a Shmuel. He found out that someone died in his family on Shabbos. And Shmuel Kareva, Shmuel, that happened within the days of the Shiva, you start immediately to do the Shiva that day. So the Gemara now starts another sugya to come and address what we mentioned before regarding Yom HaShemini. And really this sugya depends on the following. Do we say Miktsas Hayoyim Kecholoi? Do we say that if you have a little bit of the day, that's considered to be the entire day? This refers to specifically the last day of Shiva or Shloshim. Do we say, do you have to be Noeg Shiva in the entire last day? Or do you have to be Noeg Shiva in the entire last day? The Shloshim in the entire last day? Or you say Miktsas Kecholoi, a little bit of the day is enough. So the word tells us that Rav Ami had a uvda, uvda means had a velus. He didn't shave until the 31st day. He didn't shave on the 30th day because he didn't hold mikta zayim kekuli. Omar Zreikon, min mastisi yol for Rav Ami. Rav Ami learned this from a Mishnah. Tanita one, we learned over there, Mishinoza shtei nizirus. Someone has two nizirus, it means he has to be mikayim, 2 30-day nizirus. Megaleach has a rishayinu yom shloshim ve'echot, fes hashniya yom shishim ve'echot. Meaning, you don't finish the Nizirus on the 30th day. You finish it only after he has complete 30 days. And then on the 31st day, he shaves for the first Nizirus. And he starts the next Nizirus. And the 61st day, he ends the second Nizirus. You see, you have to have full days. Says the Gemara, now we're going to use the Girsa of Rav Chaim. Eimo Seifo, let's see the next part of the Mishnah. Vim Gileach Yom Shloshim, Megileach Es Hashniya Yom Shishim. Yes, L'chatchili, you should shave on the 31st day. But if you did it on the 30th day, that's okay. And he could start his Zeros and do the next Zeros on the 60th day. So you see that the 30th day could be Miktas Yom Kekulah, and you could shave that day. Says the Gemara, exactly the point. On my view, you see, Tamun L'sheovar, Ocha B'tchilo. There it's only b'diavet, as we saw, l'chatchila you shave for the 31st day. And when we're saying over here to shave on the 31st day is to go l'chatchila. Says the Gemara, Rav Yirmiyo Oilu Rav Yitzchak Atushayo, that's his name. V'iz de'am le'av chia b'rei de'av Yitzchak Atushayo, le'galeach yoyim shloishim, he could shave on the 30th day, min masnison, from the following, from the Mishnah, from our Mishnah, shmoynes yomim koydom regel botol yomeno gzeres shloishim. As Rav Chaim explains, the Gemara understands the means, as we said before, that he could shave that day. So if he did one day of the Shloshim, he could shave that day before the regel comes in. Once again, he didn't do a full day, he did only half a day. For the first day, I don't need him to do a full first day of the Shloshim in order to be considered that he did Shloshim. Even half a day is good enough. Hishmini Shloshim, the same way on the 8th day, meaning the first day of Shloshim, part of the day is enough. So the 30th day of Shloshim, part of the day is enough. Now Reb Chaim points out, if you do say Miktas Yom Kekuloi, why do you need to get to the 8th day? Do it on the 7th day. The 7th day of Shiva, Miktas Yom Kekuloi will be Shvi, and you start already Yom Shloshim. So why do you say you can shave only the 8th day? So Reb Chaim answers, you have to say that Yerushalmi learns, you don't say Miktas Yom Kekuloi for both things. You can't say Miktas Yom Kekuloi for the Yom Shvi, and Miktas Yom Kekuloi for Yom Shloshim. Miktas Yom Kekuloi applies only to one. So yes, the last day of Shiva doesn't have to be a full day. But you can count that day also as a Shloshim and shave that day and say Miktas Yom Kekuloi for Shloshim as well. So that's why you have to wait for Yom Shemini. But you see a right from here, the Yom Shemini is Miktas Yom Kekuloi. So that should work for Yom Shloshim as well. Omar, Rav Yosef Shani Tamon Shabrik for the regal itiru. Don't bring a raya from there. They really did because of Kvoy the regal. They want to let him to shave before the Yom Tov comes in. So they said Miktas Yom Kekuloi. But now they always say Miktas Yom Kekuloi. Teidel Choshikin, I'm going to bring you a raya that this is true. Meaning that we're not saying Miktas Yom Kekuloi always. Tomar v'chal b'vchud b'shem Rav. Chal yom shvini shaloi lois b'shabes. If the 8th day is on Shabbos, megalech ever Shabbos. So then you can go and you can shave the day before. That's what we saw earlier in this Amud. So if the 8th day is Shabbos, you could do the day before. In Tehmer Shlomi Pnei HaRegelit Yiru, if the reason why the matir is because you have an Iker Adin, then Miktas Yom Kekuloi. So if so, Me'ata Afilu Chayom Shloshim Shlodiyos B'Shabbos, Megaleach Ever Shabbos. So in every Shloshim, when the Shloshim falls on Shabbos, you should be able to do one day before. The same over here, when the 8th day falls on Shabbos, you could do one day before. So when the Shloshim falls on Shabbos, you should be able to do one day before. Elama, we have to say, here's Kvoy the Regel. Kvoy the Regel is different. So here they allowed to do Miktas Yom Kekuloi on the 8th day, and if you can't do the 8th day, they let you do on the 7th day. All because Kvoy the Regel. But now that you have always a din of Miktas Yom Kekuloi. Continues the Gemara after Zvav Amud Beis. Void min ador. Bring another raya. You don't say mixism kikului. The Daniel kol ha-meisim hu shoyla ha-shiva. Meaning after the 7th day of Shiva, for all the meisim except his father and his mother, he could go and put together the tear that Avol has. Shoyla. Shoyla means a tefir rechavo. Means not a professional sewing. They could connect it together. U'me'akir la-ha-shloshim. After 30 days, he could go and sew it completely. Why don't you say he could do it on the 7th day? Why don't you say he could do it on the 30th day? Why do you say only after the 7th, after the 30th? So you see a riot from here that you don't say mix sayyim kekuloi. There's some riots to here, there's some riots to there. Do you say mix sayyim kekuloi or not? Tani zudi v'rabi abashol. Abashol holds mix sayyim kekuloi. Review the bishon shmur avo bishabichon halokha kabashol. Do we say mix sayyim kekuloi? V'tani ken if a brayse this way halacha kedvar the paskin like Abishol. Rabbi b'shem Rav divrei Abishol being b'yen yomin being zeirus batlu. Meaning when the Mishnah said that yom hashmini is beginning of shloishim before the regel, he has no more shloishim. According to Abishol, that means everything is over. There's no yomin, there's no zeirus, there's no halachas of avelus, there's no days of avelus. Aval divrei chachamim yomin batlu zeirus le batlu. According to Chachamim, the days are batel, but not the gzeirus. It's like, well, my binyan. What exactly are Rabbanan saying different than Abishol? V'chuno amar erev a regel binyan. Erev yomtiv. What is it? Im gilech erev a regel, yigalech ha regel. Im lo gilech erev a regel, lo al yigalech ha regel. Meaning, according to Abishol, once he gets the erev a regel, and that's, he starts shloshim, shloshim is over. There's no din shloshim anymore. But according to Rabbanan, it's conditioned. If he shaves erev a regel, so then we say the shloshim is batel. But if he did not shave erev a regel, the shloshim goes back. Because the only reason they stopped shloshim is for him to get ready for the regel. If he doesn't get ready for the regel, he goes back to shloshim after the regel. That's what it means, gzeirus loy batlu. The gzeirus are totally vaimed if you will be shaved erev a regel. So what the Gemara is quoting now is Rabbanan. Rabbanan is the one who says, if he didn't shave before the regel, he can't shave afterwards. The Gersa of Chaim is, Abishol loymer, Abishol says, Abishol loygilech erev a regel, yigilech lacha a regel. Even though he didn't shave before, he could shave after. That's exactly the machlokes. Rabbi Lazar hoiri l'Rab Shimon barbo legalech l'achar regel. He allowed him to shave after the regel when he did not shave erev a regel. V'le'adini ki'ado d'Abishol v'in'ago d'Rabbanon divrei hakol. Meaning, did he paskin like Abishol against Rabbanon? Or yeah, the Rabbanon did not argue in this. Rabbi Lazar hoiri l'Shimon barbo. Another halacha Rabbi Lazar told Shimon barbo. Haregel oyli l'minyan shloshim. Referring to if he had a mace doing the regel. So the regel count for the 30 days. So in that case, the 30th shloshim will be before Shiva. Because the regel counts for the days of shloshim. But he's not going to start Shiva until after the regel. So the first days of the regel are shloshim and not Shiva. And then comes Shiva later. So in this case, shloshim will be before Shiva. And Reb Chaim brings the name of the Bavli. Why is the regel goes for shloshim, not for Shiva? Because what you're not allowed to do in shloshim, which is sewing, which is shaving, you can't do in the regel as well. So whatever day we do it because of Simcha, not because of Avelus, but still you have the minhag of Shloshim in the regel, and therefore it applies to Shloshim. Continues the Gemara, Kravius Meisus Shloshim Shyam Yikredim Regel, Botlu Minhag Zeh Shiva. Someone had 3 days of Shiva. Before the regel, there's no more Shiva going forward. Says the Gemara, Loi Amar Shloshim, Ashnaim Loi. Meaning if he did only 2 days of Avelus, so we don't say the regel stops it. Meaning after the regel, it has to continue. Adodat Omad Beinu Levin Atzman. That's only for things he does on his own. Nobody else is involved. Aval rabim ain't a rabim is askim imoy. But the rabim don't come to be menachem avil after the regel, because as we'll see later, doing the regel, they could still do nichum avelim. V'tani can we see a brought from a brayse the same thing? Hakoyver is meisur shloish yom yotoch a regel, meaning within 3 days into the regel, he has a meis l'aleinu. He has 4 more days for the regel. Moin is shiva l'achar regel. For himself, he's going to do a full shiva after the regel ends, after Yom Tov. Shlosh Yom Yom Rishon, the first 3 days after the regel, HaRabim is asking him, the Rabim will continue to do Nichum Avelim. Because they already did 4 days of Nichum Avelim doing the regel, the first 4 days after he buried his mace. He buried his mace on the 3rd day of the regel. The next 4 days, they did Nichum Avelim, because they do Nichum Avelim even in the regel. And then the 3 days after the regel, they'll continue doing Nichum Avelim. The next 4 days of this shiva, ain't a rabbi misaski mimoy, because they already did the 4 days of the regel, and he's going to only do his minogi shiva for himself. Other people could do melacha for him, because it's too hard for him not to do melacha the entire regel, and then now the days of shiva. And also, his slaves and his animal, they could do melacha outside of his house somewhere else. Says the Gemara, Ma'ula Roysla upon him. So we don't do Nichum Avelim the days that we mentioned. But can you come and just come and visit him? Rav Yaakov Bahidi b'shem Chanina v'lo yomru ein ovel b'shabbos. Said there's no ovels b'shabbos. Pima amru la'arois l'ponim. But they still said to visit the ovel you could visit. Why? Lo'i p'nei ha'kovet, because of the covet of the ovel. V'ochi p'nei ha'kovet, also here, even though we don't do nichum avelim, you can still visit the ovel. The Gemara concludes over here with the kavasoy, yoyim echad lifnei ha'regel, botu imenu gzer ha'shnayim. If someone says Shiva one day before the regel, then the gzer of the first 2 days of avelus is botel, which we're going to see in the next daf. What is this special gzer that you have in the first 2 days of avelus? With this we conclude, Yerushalayim Moed Katan, daf Tesvov.